It's a time on a Monday when we wrap up the 4 o'clock hour, looking back at the weekend. Nick and I will single out a trio of outstanding performers. It's a little something we call Light 'em Up.
Again, Butter, Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes!
What a display! They can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
Ah, yes. Lighten them up. Thank you, Mr. Tirico. Light them up is brought to you by Hop Valley and their Bubble Stash IPA. Bubble Stash is Hop Valley's most innovative beer to date and the perfect beverage for the big game. It's a perfectly refreshing IPA experience that doesn't have the bite or lingering bitterness that you get from other IPAs. Why? Because of cryo hops, that's why. And what are cryo hops, you might be asking? That's the process of freezing hops at sub-zero temperatures and collecting the hop residue that is left over. This amplifies the blueberry, tangerine, and mango flavors that go into Bubble Stash that also have a dank resin and fragrance from those cryo hops. Bubble Stash won a gold medal at the 2018 Best of Craft Beer Awards in Bend. It is homegrown, brewed and canned right here in Eugene's Whittaker neighborhood and available in 12-ounce cans and on tap throughout Oregon, the Northwest, and beyond. It is quite a delicious beer. Light them up. Steve and I bring up the best performers and performances from the weekend. Steve, who you got?
Leading off, TB12 since the middle of the 2001 season. Tom Brady is lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy, Scott, because it's lit!
You know, last week I said I'm going to be the guy guarding the grave. As many out there were shoveling dirt onto it, I'm like, no, keep it clean. Pay attention to what you're seeing and not hoping for. TB12, 4,300 yards, 29 TDs. A little low for him. 11 picks. Actually, tied for his most since 2013. But at the end of the day, they're a two-seed a bye. Chargers had to travel across the country for a second week in a row. Brady just made him pay. 24 of 34, about 350. Didn't throw an interception. Blowout City. He's 8-0 against Rivers. Yeah. Nice having a healthy Sony Michel running it. And here they are again, back in the AFC final. Tom Brady remaining lit.
It's lit!
He's the worst. I'm starting off with David De Gea of Manchester United lit it up on Sunday.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy, Scott, because it's lit!
The Red Devils keeper had an all-time performance against the Tottenham Hotspurs on Sunday with 11 saves, keeping the clean sheet to get United their fifth straight Premier League win. United were in a bad spot when they had to fire Jose Mourinho, and under interim manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, De Gea was far and away the lone reason that Man United got their fifth straight victory. It was his best performance ever in the Premier League. The 11 saves was the most that he had had in a game without giving up a goal, and I cannot stress this enough. It was 11 saves. When you think about goalies and in soccer, when you have to face 11 shots, odds are, you know, you're two or three are probably going to go in. The guys he's facing are that good. Tim Howard, in his heroic performance against Belgium, had 14 saves, but he gave up two goals. This is just incredible. The Spurs attack had Harry Kane, Dele Alli, Christian Eriksen, and Heung-Min Son, who have 44 goals together this year, and De Gea kept them out with 11 saves. United move up the sixth in the table. It was absolutely incredible. De Gea lit it up.
It's lit!
Next up, the Oregon women's basketball team. Oh, they're lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy, Scott, because it's lit!
You know, we always hear about sports, except for the Patriots, goes in cycles. Even Alabama football had losing seasons this century in 2000, 2003, 2006.
I don't believe you.
But to go down and play those Southern California schools, Pauley Pavilion, USC once a conference power, not only sweep, but win by a combined 60 points is amazing. Only a year ago, a really strong Bruin team took him to overtime, but now it's Sabrina and Ruthie, a year wiser. The additions of Aaron Boley and freshman Taylor Chavez. You got Satu Sabali joining the fray as an elite player, their best scorer now in Pac-12 play. We got the Arizona schools in town this Friday and Sunday before two huge games, showdowns with Oregon State on the 19th and 21st. Kelly Graves, by the way, our guest at the top of the hour, and his team, they're lit.
It's lit!
Next up, I've got Michael Thomas, who lit it up on Sunday.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
Thomas was just flat-out unguardable Sunday. He had 16 targets, tied for a season high, 12 receptions, top three he had this year, 171 yards, and a touchdown that turned out to be the game winner. At one point, Thomas had more receiving yards from the end of the first quarter than the Eagles had total yards, which was 110 to 100 for the Eagles. The secondary was just not good. It looked bad in the final minutes of the game against the Bears, and the Saints did not miss a beat using their all-pro receiver to take advantage of going after him. Thomas is just a monster. He might be the best in the NFL while he's got Drew Brees throwing him the ball. Keep an eye on him next week as well against the Rams. He played them earlier, had his best game of the season, 211 yards on 12 receptions. Oh my goodness, Michael Thomas. He's a saint and he's the worst, but he's lit.
It's lit!
It's hard to be a saint in the city. My last one may be my too soon for Blazer fans, but Nikola Jokic of Denver is lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi! Scott, because it's lit!
The 7-footer from Sombor, Serbia, still only 23, has the Nuggets in the unfamiliar territory of being good. He was a second-round pick in 2014, didn't join his NBA team until the next season, when as a 20-year-old, he started 55 games, flashed some skills, scoring in double digits, grabbing 7 boards a game, and of course he passes like Sabonis for a big. Well, this season, he's now a 20- and 10-point board man. He leads the team, the top seed in the West, in assists per game at 7.5. He can hit the three, and he just abused Portland last night in that 116-113 win. 40 points, 10 rebounds, 8 dimes. The Nuggets now 29-13, the current one seed in the West. But the big fella, Nikola Jokic, he's lit.
It's lit!
Last one for me, James Harden lit it up this weekend.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit.
Harden might not have actually lit it up in the best way possible. He went 1 of 17 for 3 against the Magic, which is just incredibly pedestrian for a performance like Harden, considering how many people in the stands could have just thrown on a jersey and gone 1 for 17 for 3 against the Magic. But somehow Harden did it and managed to score 38 points. That's right, the 1 for 17 from deep also came with a 38-point, 12-rebound, or 12-assist, 9-rebound game. He went 15 of 16 from the line. I just don't get what kind of voodoo Harden has on the league, the other team, the officials, whatever. You've got to be doing something right to be that bad and also that good. James Harden was lit.
It's lit!
It's lit! Hang tight. That wraps hour one of Sports Talk. We're going to start hour two next with Oregon basketball coach Kelly Graves, 95-3 The Score.
It's lit!
Craving great beer? Pick up some Hop Valley. Always original, always tasty, and just a little quirky. From the tangy excitement of Citrus Mistress IPA to the smooth innovation of Bubble Stash IPA, Hop Valley brews award-winning craft beer packed with captivating personality and irresistible charisma, just like you. Look for Hop Valley beer at your neighborhood grocery store or convenience market and on tap at your favorite watering hole. Hop Valley, refreshingly different.